Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 23, His Attentiveness. They saw a charcoal fire already laid and fish placed on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." John 21, verses 9 through 12. When we are concerned about a loved one who is in need of help, peace, or guidance, it is crucial to remember that God is even more interested in their well-being than we are. When Abraham had to send Hagar and Ishmael away, he was greatly distressed because of his son. As they wandered about in the wilderness, God heard the lad crying, and he provided water and all they needed. God is always attentive to all our needs and those of our loved ones. Yesterday, we started studying the third manifestation of the risen Christ to a group of his disciples in the Gospel of John. He appeared to them by the Sea of Galilee, Sea of Tiberias. After they had unsuccessfully tried to catch fish all night, he addressed them, "Children, you do not have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find a catch." So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. John 21, verses 5 and 6. That's when they realized that it was the Lord, and Peter threw himself into the sea. They brought in 153 large fish. This miraculous catch was reminiscent of a similar event at the beginning of the disciples' call to public ministry, when they had left everything to follow him. Now they were reminded of their calling after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And I am extremely touched that Jesus, knowing that they had had a hard and unfruitful night, prepared a hot breakfast for them. When they got out of the water, they found a charcoal fire lit and some fish and bread. And, evocative of the Lord's Supper, Jesus took the bread and gave it to them. John 21, verse 13. Later, Jesus restored Peter, who had denied him, back to ministry. Jesus supplied them with a great miracle, a warm breakfast, and a restoration to ministry, all in the same morning. The same God who has saved us is attentive to all of our needs. I invite you to submit yourself and your loved ones into His loving and vigilant care.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!